Some bus trips today amounted to signs of warming relations between India and Pakistan. This morning, a bus began a trip on the Indian-held side of the disputed province of Kashmir. It was taking passengers to the Pakistani side for the start of bus service for the first time in decades. Another bus started out from the Indian side, going the other way. These trips began even though Islamic militants attacked the compound where the passengers on the Indian side had been waiting. Miranda Kennedy reports.
Morning, thousands of people gathered in a rainy Srinagar to see the bus roll out on its first journey to Pakistani Kashmir in almost 60 years. Across the border in Pakistan, an identical bus was pulling out, headed for India. The bus was decorated with garlands of bright marigolds, and Srinagar Sports Stadium was hung with celebratory banners. But the send-off was only 300 feet away from the blackened shell of the building that Islamic militants attacked yesterday. Despite the danger, Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh and head of his party, Sonia Gandhi, flew into Kashmir to send the bus off. He told the crowds that the attack wouldn't halt the peace process between India and Pakistan.
The caravan of peace has begun its journey. Now nothing can stop it. I appeal to Pakistan to fight violence alongside India. We all know that violence is not the way forward for Kashmir.
As the bus pulled out of the stadium, its two dozen passengers waved and blew kisses from the windows. They've been under police protection for nearly a week after repeated militant threats. Thousands of Kashmiri families were divided when Pakistan was created out of India in 1947. Although their homes may be just a few miles away from each other, they've always needed passports and visas and plane tickets to make the trip, until today. Saeed Abedin Shah runs a small shop here in Indian-controlled Srinagar. Speaking a few days ago, before he got on the bus, he said he was desperate to cross over to the Pakistani side.
My father died over 10 years ago on the Pakistani side of Kashmir, and I've never been able to see his grave. Kashmir used to be just one region before 1947, so we never think of it as two separate countries. My sister and brother still live on the other side, and I just want to see them again before I die.
Saeed's wife, Farhatara, and his three kids understand why he wants to go. They hope to make the trip themselves someday on future buses, which are supposed to make the crossing every 2 weeks. But they've been worried sick for days, even before yesterday's dramatic attack. Yesterday, his family spent the day sitting together, Kashmiri style, on bright cushions on the floor.
He wanted to go so badly, so he applied for permission to travel on the first bus that would make the crossing. But now this bus trip has become very political, and it's a major target for so many militants. I wish I could have seen him off from home, but instead he had to be with the police for all these days. I guess now his safety is just in the hands of God.
Indian analyst Mohammad Hamid Ansari in New Delhi agrees that the bus has taken on political significance. He says India's Prime Minister and Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf have a lot riding on the success of this journey. They portrayed the bus service as a symbol of their improving relations. Ansari believes it will bring some momentum to the sluggish peace process between the nuclear neighbors, partly because Pakistan has moved away from its uncompromising position on Kashmir.
I think Indian politicians also are climbing down. They are also beginning to talk a different language. So there has been a great change on both sides. The public mood is different. You're not going to hold public opinion in two countries hostage to the solution of a particularly contentious, difficult problem. And that is a very healthy sign.
Today's sign of changing public opinion is the bus making its way along the twisting road through Kashmir's Jhelum River Valley in the foothills of the Himalayas. Printed on the sign of the bus is a line from a Kashmiri poet, "I broke the sword and made sickles out of it." For NDR News, I'm Miranda Kennedy in Srinagar.